Kia ora, everyone, and welcome back to Kiwi Real Estate Inside Out. I'm Denise Kono, and as always, I'm joined by my partner in life and business, Dr. Lee Kono. Lee, you ready to dive into the world of complaints today?
Oh, absolutely, Denise. I mean, who doesn't love a good complaint, right? But seriously, it's one of those things. Nobody wants to get them. But in real estate, especially here in New Zealand, they're just part of the territory. And you know, how we handle them can make or break our reputation.
Exactly. And I think it's easy to forget that a complaint isn't just a headache. It's actually a chance to build trust. If you address a client's concern quickly and genuinely, you show them you care about more than just the sale. That's how you get loyalty. And honestly, that's how you get referrals. I've seen it time and again.
Yeah. And on the flip side, if you mishandle a complaint, it can get ugly fast. We've seen cases here in New Zealand where agents lost their license or had their reputation dragged through the mud because they ignored or brushed off a client's issue. It's not just about the one deal. It's your whole career on the line.
That's so true. I remember back in my early Inverian days in Virginia, this was before we even thought about moving to New Zealand. I had a client who was, let's say, less than thrilled with how a closing went. I could have gotten defensive, but instead I listened, acknowledged her frustration, and made sure we fixed the issue. She ended up becoming one of our biggest advocates. She sent us more business than any ad campaign ever could. It's funny how those moments stick with you.
And that's the thing. Complaints are inevitable. But if you handle them right, you can actually come out ahead. It's not just about putting out fires. It's about using those moments to improve and grow. And as we've talked about in previous episodes, especially with all the changes in the market and the push for higher standards, this stuff really matters now more than ever.
So let's get practical. What are the actual steps agents should take when a complaint lands in their lap? First off, you've got to stay calm. I know, easier said than done, especially if someone's yelling at you on the phone. But if you lose your cool, you're not going to help anyone.
Right. And after you've taken that deep breath, you need to really listen. I mean, active listening, not just waiting for your turn to talk. Sometimes the real issue is buried under all that emotion. You've got to let them vent and then show you actually heard them. Something like, I understand how this could be frustrating. It's simple, but it works.
And then acknowledge the issue. Even if you think the complaint is off base, you have to recognize the client's feelings. Ask open-ended questions. Can you tell me more about what happened? Or how has this affected your experience? That way you get the full picture and avoid jumping to conclusions.
And don't forget, documentation is your friend. Write everything down, dates, times, and what was said. It's not just about covering yourself. It helps you see patterns. And if things escalate, you've got a clear record. I remember a case, this was a few years back, where an agent thought a dispute was unfixable. But because he documented every interaction and stayed professional, we were able to show exactly what happened and resolve it. The client actually thanked him in the end. Go figure.
That's a great point. And, you know, in New Zealand, it's crucial to loop in your supervisory manager early. Don't try to handle everything solo. They know the in-house process. And sometimes just having that extra support can make all the difference. Plus, it keeps you compliant with industry standards.
And timing matters. Responding within 24 hours is key. Even if you don't have a solution yet, just letting the client know you're on it shows you care. It's amazing how much a prompt reply can de-escalate things. I always say, don't let it fester. So, humayun sau tai wayung.
And finally, follow up. After you've resolved the issue, check in with the client. Make sure they're satisfied. Sometimes that little extra step turns a critic into a champion for your business. It's all about showing you value the relationship, not just the transaction.
So let's talk about how agents can actually get better at this. I mean, nobody's born knowing how to handle complaints perfectly, right? That's where blended learning comes in. It's not just about reading a manual or sitting through a webinar. It's combining online modules with real-world practice, role plays, scenario training, that sort of thing.
Absolutely. And, you know, at eAgent Ends LTD, we've seen how powerful that mix can be when agents get to practice what they've learned online in a safe, hands-on environment. It sticks. They're more confident and they handle tough situations better. It's not just theory. It's real skills for real problems.
And the practical tips are simple, but so important. Document every interaction. Keep your communication clear. No jargon, no ambiguity, and know your agency's policies inside and out. If you're ever unsure, ask for help. There's no shame in that. In fact, it's what the best agents do.
And blended learning isn't just a buzzword. We've seen it work here in New Zealand. Agents who use these programs are better prepared, more resilient, and honestly, they just have fewer complaints in the first place. It's about continuous improvement, always learning, always getting better. That's how you stay ahead in this business.
And, you know, as we wrap up, I think it's worth saying, embracing complaints and learning from them is what sets great agents apart. It's not about being perfect. It's about being willing to grow. And with blended learning, you've got the tools to do just that. Also, never avoid emailing or calling the real estate authority. They not only handle complaints, but can also be instrumental in helping you make sure your in-house complaint resolution process is meeting the circumstances.
Couldn't agree more, Lee. Thanks for joining us, everyone. We hope you found this episode helpful, and we'll be back soon with more insights from inside the Kiwi real estate world. Lee, always a pleasure.
Always, Denise. Take care, everyone, and don't forget, every complaint is a chance to get better. Ka kite.